Welcome back to I Utterly Can't. Those of you who have been waiting for an episode that hasn't come out in a really long time, and we really apologize, and I'm so sorry, but things have gotten really hectic on our side of things.
Hectic and tragic.
Yes, so much so that, first I got sick, and my family was sick, and then an unfortunate event happened. And if you are following in our podcast group on Facebook, you will know what happened. And if you're not, why the hell not?
Right. We're cool. Me. You like to hear us talk, apparently. So join us.
Yes. Go over there and join the fun or not so fun.
We're happy for our members to post funny things. Like, create some shenanigans, people. We're happy to join in.
Yeah. Why is it gotta be us all the time? I know you guys see funny shit. We want to see your funny shit, okay?
Right. Talking to you, Renee.
Yeah. The reason, like I said, I was sick and my family was sick, and then my father passed away on January 20th, unexpectedly, and so that was a very hard hit on my end. Mm-hmm. And then not long after, Jen also lost someone in her family.
We haven't been close or in contact for a couple of years, but I found out on Monday, February 5th, my grandmother passed away due to cancer here in Las Vegas. And because of the estrangement, like I was telling Cara a little bit ago in our personal conversation, the estrangement kind of makes the grief weird because, Yes, of course, I'm sad. My grandmother died. She was 70-something, and I think she was 77. And it's hard and it's sad, but it's also you grieve what you wish you had had with that person or you think you could have in a different life had with that person. And it's hit me in a couple ways this week. Like I said, we weren't close. I mean, we always had this relationship where I always felt she hated me and she didn't treat me so great when I was a kid. She was the first person to put me on a crash diet when I was 4 so I could fit into a dress for my aunt's wedding. So, there's a lot of trauma there, but it's still sad because that's somebody that I knew from the time I was 2 on. So, very sad.
And actually, tomorrow, my dad would have turned 59 years old. Mm-hmm. It is his birthday tomorrow. So tomorrow is going to be
really hard.
Exceptionally hard because I can't go over and give him a gift or... You know, Father's Day is going to be kind of hard, too, because I can't go see my dad because he's not here anymore. And the weirdest part for me lately has been, and I apologize if I start to cry, but hey, I have every reason to.
Hey, this
but I'll try not to.
This is just as much emotional support for us as it is for entertainment, okay?
Yes. What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying.
You're saying tomorrow's going to be hard.
Oh, yes. But I think the hardest part for me, one, is we still don't know what happened. Yeah. We're waiting on some autopsy results and stuff to let us know, you know, what happened to him. But the other thing is that I haven't had a chance to really accept that he's gone.
Right.
Because it still feels to me, just because even though the last couple of years we weren't as close as we used to be.
Right.
I'm still very close. I mean, I was a daddy's girl all the way, you know, basically my whole life up until I was like 17, 18. Years old, and then I kind of started seeing my dad more as how he was as a husband versus how he was a dad, because he was always a great dad, always really loving, wonderful dad, always, you know, there for me, did stuff for me, great grandfather. Mm-hmm. But On the husband aspect, not near as good. So.
I understand that. My own dad, although I've had many, there's my the one I call dad. My dad was he was okay as a dad when we were kids. He was a good dad, good daddy. For the most part. There's some stuff there. But terrible husband. Horrible husband. I would never in a million years want to be married to a man like that.
Right,
I figure it's the same for
100%.
you.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah. And that's why I'm so thankful I'm married to a man that understands that it's as far as household chores, it's a two-way street. We have to give, we both have to do our part. So like when he's home, he's cleaning when he can, or if I'm home all day, then I'm cleaning when I can, vice versa. So the closeness with my dad and trying to accept that he's not here, it kind of still feels like, and I don't know if this falls underneath the whole paranormal thing, and he's, his spirit is touching me and let me know, hey, I'm still here, I'm still with you. Or if it's just my mental and emotional, I guess stability right now is kind of not accepting that he's gone.
It could be both because denial is part of the grief process. But I also like to believe that those we love generally stay around us after they pass, especially if that's like your child or your parent. Like they'll stay. They'll stay around. I truly believe that.
Well, that's comforting because I still need him a little bit.
You never get over needing your parents. Like when my great grandfather died, he was 96. He died in 2016. When I was still speaking with my grandmother who just died, she cried all the time because she missed her daddy and he was gone. And you never get over needing your parents. Even if you fight like cats and dogs with them. Hi, Mom. You never get over it.
Well, and I think that more just goes with the fact that you and your mom share the same space a good
Yeah,
portion of
I will
the
say an adult child living with their parents while you're a parent yourself, it's not an easy dynamic. It's one of the hardest dynamics to navigate because there's always going to be that grapple for control issue.
Right. Well, and the main reason is because of Journey.
Oh yeah, because I fully accept the fact that when Journey was a baby, I did not know how to process the fact that A, I had a child unexpectedly, B, I had a child with special needs, and I was always afraid she was going to check out, and C, I didn't know if I had what it if I was going to be enough for her because I never felt like I was enough for anyone. As she's gotten older, I've kind of gotten over that. But because there was that amount of control in the beginning that I completely relinquished, it has been very hard to get a foothold back into my own child's life. So that's it.
So I do have, because for those that you don't know, Jen sent me a picture of some earrings she found that basically fell in her lap.
I made them like a year ago.
And you
I didn't remember them.
didn't remember or realize why you were making them necessarily, apparently, because they have little feet on them.
Glow in the dark
And
too.
oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that.
It's
You didn't
clay.
tell me
Yeah,
that.
it's a little pair. They're very, very small. They're probably about the size of a dime. And the feet are even smaller. It's a made with Hallmark clay, and they've been sealed so that you won't have to worry about like crumbling or anything. But it's a granite polymer clay round with tiny white glow in the dark feet on it. Just one little
That's
foot on each
so
earring.
cool.
But because you told me that your dad called you Littlefoot when they fell out of my craft cabinet, I was like, oh my God, this is timing.
Right.
I'm
Yep.
gonna fix them up and put new fixtures on them because I've got better supplies now. But I'm gonna send them to you along with the owls I made you.
I can't wait for those either.
There's also something else I haven't told you too. So,
I have a couple things for you that I need to put in
we
a
need to
box
put a
and
thing
send your
together and we
way.
send it to each other
Yeah, we.
after tax time.
Yep, we're one of the, we're those kind of people that just slowly keep gathering stuff to send each other, and then it's gonna end up being a giant box full of shit. Not necessarily shit, but stuff.
We're gonna need to get
And
like a shipping crate like they see on the ocean liners, like the metal corrugated ones. Then we could turn into a tiny house.
there we go. So I'm gonna tell you the story of how I got my nickname from my dad, Littlefoot.
Aw, I can't wait to hear it.
So I was born September 7th, 1990. Okay. And the movie, The
Came
Land
out the year
Before
before.
Time, right? And of course, who was the, main character on there?
You mean it wasn't
Littlefoot.
Ducky?
It wasn't Ducky. It was Littlefoot. And so, when I was about age 3 or 4, I was following my dad. We were going out hunting, and there wasn't any snow, but it was in the fall, so I was wearing a jacket and stuff like that. And of course, you have to imagine a 5'11" big, long-legged guy that looks like almost like a Sasquatch type of man. Big burly dude, mountain man, walking through the woods, and then he's got this itty bitty little 5-year-old following right behind him, right? And so I don't know. I mean, I don't remember because my dad's told me this story many, many times, but I don't remember every little detail that he's told me because it's been a while since he told me the story. But I do remember that he said that on the way back to the pickup, we would walk past like stumps or logs that were laying down. And I mean, you know how toddlers talk, they don't say complete full sentences all the time. So I would be walking behind him, and then all of a sudden he'd hear, "I sit down." And he'd look behind him and he
For
would
you.
see me sitting on a log or a stump, just resting. And it'd
Aww.
be, like maybe 2 minutes, not even. And then I'd be up and running again, following behind him. And then pretty soon he'd hear, "I sit down." And he'd look back and he'd see me sitting. And that's how he came up with the fact that he wanted to call me Littlefoot because my little feet couldn't keep up with his big feet. So, and then I think it was like the 3rd or 4th year after I had actually moved out of the house and was living on my own with my daughter and stuff. I remember, I think it was a Christmas, and went over there, had because we always went over there in the morning to open presents on Christmas Day and open our stockings and stuff like that. And I remember getting ready to leave, and he goes, it's gonna be hard to say this, but he goes, "I love you. I'm gonna miss you, my little foot."
He's missing you now. I know.
So it's been really hard to think of stories like that because I'm never going to hear it again, And I don't think that some people, I mean, even though we weren't close the last couple of years, like he really burned some bridges with me. And I really started to despise who he was becoming. But deep down, I had hope that he would see what he was doing was wrong and that he was, losing everybody in his life,
Right.
his friends, his family.
Everything.
And soon he, maybe try to get better.
But you know that that person wasn't him.
Right.
That there were other forces at play that were dictating his behaviors and his movements, which we're not going to talk about because, that is your story to tell and that's his story to tell. And until you know exactly all the details, but I can say that that wasn't your father at the end. It wasn't.
No,
There's no
no.
way.
Well, and so many of like his brothers, his one sister, his mom, all of them have said the same thing. Like the way he became versus how we knew he should have been was not him. Like he was not my dad. And unfortunately, that is something that happens, with people. They either do things so it's self-induced, or they end up with illnesses that cause it, but then they don't become themselves. And so it's kind of, I guess I'm kind of in the same boat as you are with your grandma, because I miss what could have been or what should have been, especially for my son, because he
That's
doesn't
the
get
hard
to,
part. That is the
yeah,
hard part.
he doesn't get to grow up and know who his big sister knew grandpa to be, and my dad had bought a little dirt bike for my son and was going to fix it up. That's not going to happen now. And he wanted to take him snowmobiling, but as I showed you yesterday, there's basically no snow,
Just
so that
ice.
is, yeah, just ice. So that's not an option either. I mean, even when we had like 3, 4 inches of snow, it still wasn't really enough to ride a snowmobile.
You have to
I
have like
mean,
a couple, you have to have a foot or two.
I mean, people were still riding their snowmobiles, but it's better for the machine and easier on the machine if you have more than a foot of snow to drive it on than to try and drive it on very little, because it scratches it up real bad and wears down on the whatever they're called.
Guarantee you some Las Vegans are going to probably try to go down the street in one of those with no snow at all. Guaranteed something. Something somebody in Las
Probably.
Vegas would freaking do.
There was a there there's another story that I'm going to tell, and I don't know if I told you this one before or not, but more one of the podcast groups that I started, I guess, being an admin for before this all happened, just because I was recommended by another admin from a different group. And apparently I'm a great group admin. Anyway, so the podcast group is Mortal Musings, and hi Neil and Megan, they're going to be listening. So hi. But I had told Neil, because I had told him about what happened with my dad, and he had asked for me to tell a story. So I told him about the only one that I could think of at the time when he asked me. Me and my dad, I think I was 16 or 17 years old. And up by the family farm, we have this little creek, And we went up there to shoot some pistols. And my dad had this one pistol, and we ended up turning it into like a competition. And so there was like, I want to say it was probably about 30, 40, feet away. Not very far, but decent enough
Right.
and towards the ground, so there wouldn't have been any ricochet, and it was in the water. So whoever's listening that's concerned about all that, we were safe.
Right.
So this log was laying in the creek, and it had like three or four branches sticking up, and so they weren't very big, and we were trying to shoot them off the log, right?
Right.
And first he goes and he's trying and he's shooting, and I think he gets like one. Okay. Then it's my turn. And I shot two of them off. And he turns to me and he goes, "I can't believe that my 16-year-old daughter just outshot me on my own pistol." And so, like, for the next couple months, even next couple years, I think he would tell people, especially when he was on the subject of guns and I was around, he would tell people, "She outshot me once on my own pistol." And then you go into the whole story of and he was, I mean, I understand that he was so proud of me, but at the time I was thinking, "Oh my God, Dad, you're so embarrassing." You don't have to tell everybody. But he thought
He
he did.
was proud of you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have a lot of very fond memories with him. And so does my daughter. And that's what I've been trying to think about is, all those happy memories so that one, I'm not crying all the time, because if I start thinking about, what was he going through when he was home alone the day that he died?
Right.
Or was he lonely? Was he scared? Was he in pain? Did he suffer? Or did he just go peacefully in his sleep? I really don't know. And so that's another hard part, is just not knowing
Definitely, it's
what
hard
he
not to
went
know.
through. And I know my mom, she feels kind of like it's her fault because she wasn't there.
She can't blame herself, though.
No, and I tried to tell her, like, even today we were talking, and I said, "Mom, you have to remember and you have to keep reminding yourself it's not your fault." I said, "You couldn't be there." I said, "It wasn't safe for you. He did that to himself."
Did.
You know? I
And
mean,
it's he might have pushed you guys away because he knew something was going to happen to him. Some people do that, kind of like animals will run away when they're dying. Some people will do that.
Right. Yeah, I tried to tell her that she needed to remind herself that it, because he wouldn't go in for his sleep apnea, and he wouldn't, use his machine that he had, or he had other health issues that he wasn't getting, looked at or treated. And so, I mean, it's just like he did it to himself. When you know you have, and it's not like in a circumstance where he couldn't have gone and had it taken care of
Afforded it,
or
right.
whatever, or been treated. He or afford it. He could have afforded it. But it's just, he just didn't. And when you just don't, unfortunately, that's kind of what happens,
I
is
mean,
you,
it all boils
it
down
gets
to
the better of you.
at the end of the day, if at the end of the choosing not to take an action is choosing to die when it comes to a health condition. Not making a choice is making a choice, is making the wrong choice. And if you can't, I mean, I understand because I can't afford to see a doctor right now. So my diabetes is probably the last thing on my mind. I am taking the medication because I did stockpile quite a bit of it before I stopped seeing the doctor. So I am taking medication for it, not as much as I should, not twice a day, but I'm still taking my meds. I'm still keeping an eye on things to make sure I'm okay. But if you can afford it, there's no excuse. And that's honestly, that is a man thing a lot of the time. I'm afraid of doctors. If I go to a doctor, my blood pressure shoots way up. It just is something happens to me. But you still have to go.
Well, and I haven't been to a doctor since like the second or third week after Alistair was born,
Oh
you
my.
know. So I should probably go
You probably
and
should.
get checked out
Yeah,
and
I'd say that's a slight possibility there.
Probably should go see the eye doctor because it's been about that long since I've seen the eye
Now,
doctor.
that,
And
I'm not gonna lie, I do that. I do see the eye doctor all the time. I do that.
yeah, see, I don't do that as often. Like, I definitely have to go because one side of my glasses is now broken. I mean, it's super glued together,
Oh,
but
fun. Is that by any
it's
chance
broken.
from?
So whenever Alistair hits me in the face with his head,
Yes. My
it
boyfriend has the same problem with his
So I
son.
should probably go get a new pair of glasses.
Yes, Jason's little boy is the same age as yours, pretty much. He just turned two. And
Really?
his glasses, he just had to go get new ones today because his glasses keep, they are falling apart. Like the arm is almost all the way off because his little boy keeps banging his head into him. I'm like, if it hurts, kid, why are you doing it? But kids don't have reason like that.
Well, and at that age, especially with boys, from my experience now, they have a tendency to be a little bit more wild and get a lot more excited.
A little bit.
And that means a lot more jittery movements,
I mean, I had a daughter.
in
You
which
had
you
a
end up
daughter.
being headbutted.
None. I mean, no lie. I've been headbutted by my own child multiple times, but with a boy, it's so much worse. My sister's kids, all like her oldest, like tried to break in teeth on my face. Like strange little children.
I mean, my daughter was a wild, at some points when she was young, but and she still sometimes is, but I don't think I got hit in the face near as much by her as
As
I
you do
have with my
Jordan.
son. Now, given that was 13 some years ago, so it's hard to know, but oh,
Right.
14, I'm sorry, she turned 14 on the 22nd.
I know mine's turning 14 this year too, and I'm like, no,
Yeah, see, that's another
I'm
thing that
not
she has to.
ready. But now you've got somebody
It's hard
going
to
to
believe
high
it's been that
school.
long.
I know, right? Like,
Oh
oh
my
my
God,
gosh. Being a parent is fraught with
My
so
oldest
many
daughter.
crazy things.
Well, and two of our girls have boyfriends.
Oh no.
So, yeah, that's something we have to be con slightly concerned about. I mean, I don't care if they're dating,
Right.
right? But we all know what I do care about. I mean, they are girls.
I mean, the same thing that
We've
every
all been
mom and dad
there.
is worried about. Like, all parents are worried about babies. Like, you don't want true,
Yes,
you
or
don't
at
want.
least they should be.
And I will say that's the one thing I think my mother did right when it came to me and my sister. And if anybody ever tells her I said this, because she doesn't listen to the podcast, I will deny, deny, deny. But the one thing that she did right is that she did keep us away from dating until we were 18. And to me, that made so much of a difference because I had time and I was forced to focus on myself and my schooling and what I wanted to do instead of trying to date and, you know, conform to somebody else's desires. Because when you're young like that, when you're a teenage girl, you are so stupid. You will do what anybody wants from you because you want to be liked.
Oh God,
I mean, I did. I used to let people take my all my schoolwork and copy off of it, like I, because I didn't want to not be liked. In hindsight,
Well,
and
like,
you know, I'm 40
yeah,
now.
like
I'm walking through
at
the
age
world.
seven. It's
Sorry, we get to talking.
okay.
I would say at 40 years old, I'm walking through the world with both middle fingers up in the air. Like, okay, I am who I am. Deal with it.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way, and I'm not 40, but I'm still the same way. That's why we get along so well. But at like 17 years old, I liked this guy, right? Liked him a lot. Started kind of dating him, or so I thought. Ended up losing my virginity to him. And yes, I believe in virginity, okay?
I did.
I lost my virginity to him, and then come to find out, like within a week after that, he literally used me to get to my best friend. So, when his best friend wasn't dating my best friend anymore, he ended up showing up at her house and asking her out after telling me he didn't like me anymore. And that was within just a few days after he had coaxed me into having sex with him.
Oh, boys are the worst.
Yeah. So, and then here's the funny part though. Like, not, I want to say, 4 or 5 years later, he showed up one day at my parents' house. I was still living there with my, 1-year-old daughter, and showed up just randomly one day at my parents' house. And
Why?
I opened the door and I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing here? Like I couldn't believe
Yeah.
that he showed up. Just, I hadn't seen him in years,
Years,
and
right.
he just randomly showed up and he goes, can I talk to you? And I'm like, okay. And I thought because I was best friends with his little brother, because him and his little brother and I were the same age. So I thought maybe something bad had happened to his little brother. So I was like, oh, okay, sure, And come to find out, he goes and he looks at me and he goes, I'm so sorry about how I treated you back then. And I was such a bad guy and I didn't know what I was doing. And I really do like you. And I wish that you would maybe give me a chance. And I was like, I don't
You
know.
know.
I said, I said, I don't even like you anymore. I don't even think about you anymore.
Right.
I haven't seen you in years. I don't, I said, I have a kid now. And he goes, well, would you just come out and hang out with me for a little while? And I said, sure, but my kid's got to come with.
Right, like once you have a kid, your kid kind of goes with you. See, that's one
Yep.
thing I will say. I'm very, very happy with my daughter and also with my boyfriend's daughter because of the way they are, we're not gonna have to worry about these girls dating. Even if I mention, I call my boyfriend's daughter Poop Head. So even if Poop Head, which they do listen to this in the car, so if you're listening, hi Poop Head family.
Hello.
But Poop Head, I asked her, I was like, do you like boy? What boys do you like? She's like, ew, I don't like boys. They're stupid. I was like, yes. A teenage girl going there. Yes, we need to encourage this behavior.
Is a girl after my own heart right there,
A boy
man.
gave her a necklace, and I was like, if a boy gives you something like that, he likes you. And she's like, that's nice. I don't like him. I was like,
Necklace.
she did too. I was like, yes, this is the behavior we want in our young women. This is what we want.
Yeah, well, and it's just because I think a lot of people forget that boys are naturally just sexually attracted to pretty much all women. It's just built,
If
is,
it has
yeah, it's built into them. They can't help it.
a skirt.
And I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, yes, they can.
No, they
No,
can't.
I mean, they can maybe physically control themselves from touching a woman, but
But
that
they're
doesn't
not.
mean that they're not thinking about it.
Oh, they're gonna constantly think about it. There are
Oh,
grown men
100%.
who are constantly thinking about that.
Always. They always think about that. I
They
mean,
got
they
to.
just can't help it.
You
They're
just.
always gonna look at women. They're always gonna, whatever. I mean, it's just how
It's what they do.
it, yeah, it's just how they are.
Personally, I don't look at them and go, that's nice. I want to tap that. I don't think that way because I'm a woman. We don't think that way very often.
Occasionally, depends on
Okay,
who
here's what that we me and
it
my boyfriend had the discussion the other day. We went over the hall pass discussion.
Oh,
So
really? Okay. So, who's your hall pass?
I have like four.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you can tell me all four, or you can name off one, which one, whatever. Your top one. Let's do your top one.
This is so embarrassing. Probably Tyrese, the singer.
Oh, okay.
I've had a huge crush on him since he did the Coca-Cola ad. But on the flip side of that, like the lead singer from the Plain White Tees has always been a major crush for me too. Totally not his type at all. Trust me, not his type at all. But there's something about the way that man carries himself with like his confidence, and he's so sweet, and it's like, and he can write lyrics, they're just amazing. Like it's not even a physical thing. I'm like, oh man.
You want to know my one of my top ones?
Who's yours?
That would be Usher.
Usher. Who's gonna
Usher.
be 2 miles away from me on Sunday for the Super Bowl Sunday?
I know he, ever since I was a young teenage girl, I mean,
He
and I'm
looks.
not the only one. My mom thinks he's pretty handsome too.
You
But,
might need those glasses. You might need those glasses changed. He looks like a baby seal. I don't know whether to smile or club him in the head.
I mean, I also think that Sam Elliott is really hot,
Okay, he
and
is a
he's a
silver
really,
fox.
oh yeah.
Silver
I mean,
fox.
he's
But
way too old for me,
that's one that you
but
have to call daddy.
not maybe not quite, but.
Well, it looks like we are just about out of time for today. So there are a couple things we wanted to go over. Firstly, we want to suggest that you go over to Cara's page on Facebook for her business,
Yes,
So Cute
please.
Sewing, which is SEW Cute Sewing. She
Yeah,
needs as many
I
followers as she
have.
can get, and she's amazing at it. I'm jealous of her talent. I'm very jealous.
Was recently making what are
Pens.
they? Scrunchies
Ooh,
for my cousin's
scrunchies.
daughter, whose birthday
Nice.
is tomorrow also.
So if you need to beautify yourself with scrunchies
Yes.
or anything
Yes,
sewn,
message me over
message
on my
her.
page.
And
That'd be
also,
great.
yours truly has some new offerings.
Yes, oh, I'm so excited about this.
If you like to write or you like things that are sarcastic or creepy or both, I am now selling journals with AI-assisted art that I've created on Remix, and they're now available on Amazon for purchase. And I have put up links for two of them, I believe, in our group.
Yes.
I utterly can't. And a third one just went live today that is not at all spooky, not at all weird. It's just a tropical beach.
Well, that
So.
fits you perfectly.
With
So.
more to come, I'm now also going to be selling products. I have an idea. I have a shirt up on Teespring, or I think it's just spring.com now, for the Dead Pancreas Society. If you are a diabetic and your pancreas sucks like mine does, we're going to just create a club now. I'm selling shirts, and there's going to be a diabetic logbook under the Dead Pancreas Society. You're welcome. Anyway, but please join us on every social media
Yes, please,
and
because I'm
Patreon.
tired of not having people talk to us anyway.
We talk to each other though, so if you don't, that's okay. We'll still talk to each other and we'll still post it
Yeah, pretty much.
because we entertain ourselves.
We're absolutely hilarious to ourselves.
As evidenced by our messages on Facebook.
Yes.
And every social
So,
media I can follow you on.
with that, bye.